Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk about pets, baby. Let's talk about ticks and fleas. All the fun things that we see. Smart tips and tricks guaranteed.
Pet friends, welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About Pets. I am your host. Though I'm known for centuries of winning hide and seek, I've been just waiting for the right selfie opportunity. I'm Nessie. And today I have with me a special guest. She is dedicated to creating exciting dog-friendly events while raising funds and awareness for local rescue animal groups with her wife, Kim. They have won Entrepreneur of the Year, Small Business of the Year, one of the big pet events around here. Potty Gras has won runner-up for best annual event for 3 years in a row, and their company Wolfgang has been runner-up for best pet business. Let's welcome the CEO and founder of Wolfgang, Jessica.
Good morning. Thank you, guys.
Who do you have with you there, Jessica?
I've got one of our four. This is Victor.
Victor to be part of today's show.
Yeah, I keep trying to put him down and he's not having it. He wants his 30 seconds of fame.
We're okay with that. My cat just walked in wanting to say hi too. So that's how it is when you work from home with pets. I thought today's episode, we could explore heartwarming world of rescue animals, community events, and the people making the difference.
I think that's great. I'm happy to help and discuss anything that you want to talk about.
I want to start with a fun fact. It might not be a fun fact, but it's a fact that I found. It's from the ASPCA, and they said approximately 6.3 million companion animals enter the U.S. shelters nationwide every year. Of those, approximately 3.1 million are dogs and 3.2 million are cats. They estimate that the number of dogs and cats entering the shelters annually has declined from approximately 7.2 million in 2011. So there are less entering the shelters, which is a good thing.
Yeah, and I'd be interested in seeing anything updated since COVID, you know, because I do feel like that number has gone up in recent years, and maybe not nationwide. I'm just thinking locally, but because we work so well with the shelter here locally, we know the high increase that they have received over the last couple years, especially over the last 6 or 7 months because of our current economy and different things that are happening in our nation. So, yeah, I mean, but either way, that number is that's an alarming number when you think about the amount of people that live in the United States. For us to have a pandemic of that number, when it's really kind of simple, why can't we have stricter laws on spay and neuter and things that would help minimize that number?
I was really excited during COVID when they were talking about people were emptying out the shelters and there's no animals left to adopt. And I was like, wow, we're finally, you know, things are happening out here. Then to hear that they're filling back up again is difficult.
Yeah, I agree. I think what you saw during COVID was everybody was home and they were bored and they wanted a companion. And then once everyone went back to work, they realized they don't have the time that they thought that they have. And I know you know this. You really have to dedicate some time to the breeds that you adopt and really evaluate your lifestyle to be able to do and go the places that you want to go to. There are many times that Kim and I have to say no to certain things because, you know, our dogs will be up by themselves for a while. So, yeah, it's alarming what you're seeing around the nation right now.
I'm fortunate because my sister comes and stays with my animals for me when we go places, but I could never board them anywhere because they're terror. They would tear a kennel apart. Like, I could not do that.
Anyone who works at our vet clinic knows that our dogs do not do good if they have to stay in a kennel. Yeah, we are blessed that we have a great dog sitter that also comes to our home. And I think that's very important. You know, we actually did a post on that recently about the importance of vetting a good dog sitter or a pet sitter. And, you know, don't force your dog or your cat to do something that they're not used to doing. So, yeah, I think that's important.
And where would they find that post? Is that on your social media?
Yeah. Yep. It's on our social media. We actually just shared the recent news from WAR about the dog sitter that was arrested for the abuse of their dogs. And so we had just shared it and commented. You would vet someone to watch your child, a human child. You know, if you're inviting people into your home, that's already a personal thing, but it's highly important to us to know that our dogs are being taken care of in the manner that we would. And so, yeah, you can head to our Facebook page, and I think that's important for people to read up on.
What a great resource to have available. So actually, I think we should do a review. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
I thought it would be fun to review pet birthday cake products, people who are buying stuff online to make their own pets, birthday cakes and stuff like that. Did not go well for a lot of people, is what I found. I thought that we would name the people who did the reviews after famous wolves. Our first review is from a wolf called Fenrir, a giant wolf in Norse mythology and destined to devour Odin. So scary. He's also probably going to devour a cake pretty well, so we'll see. This is for a product on Amazon called Cake Mix for Dogs Peanut Butter Flavor. It's a 1-star review from Fenrir. Fenrir? I already forgot how I said the name.
Your guess is as good as mine.
It's called Excellent at Giving Your Dogs Diarrhea. I have 2 dogs. For 2 days after they ate some of this cake, I was breaking out the hose to clean up the business, as there was no chance I'd be picking it up with a bag by any standard means. One of my dogs was also very gassy, which added to the fun. That being said, it was easy to make. They enjoyed it, but these are the same dogs that enjoy eating rocks and grass, so the bar isn't too high.
Yeah, that does it. I mean, I guess it's good for weight loss. You know?
Yeah. Do you think he was using the hose inside? Where was he hosing?
Well, that's immediately where my thought went to was, you know, where was the hose being used?
I'd like to think it's that one at your kitchen sink that you could pull out to clean your sink and stuff, that little hose. She just pulled that out to do it. No, that feels like a mess. The bad idea, but that was her only choice. Also, they eat rocks.
I mean, you might want to get that checked out.
I don't recommend rocks. And also, I think the other concerning thing was when you are giving dogs their normal dog food on a consistent basis, and then it comes to their birthday and you give them something special, this treat that you made. Well, what you've done is disrupt their whole digestive system, and that's the diarrhea. It may not necessarily be this product itself.
Correct.
It's the change in food, the abrupt change.
Yeah, it's just like us. If we eat healthy all the time and then go and have a night where we splurge, I guarantee you your stomach is not going to be happy with you. So
you pay for it today.
Yeah. Dogs are a lot like humans with their digestive system. Although I don't think that I particularly would want to eat cat poop like some of my dogs like to try to do. That doesn't sound very appealing to me.
It's not. Grass, I might consider. So, I might go nibble on a nice blade of grass.
I'm good with a salad. That's fine.
What do you do when you bring dog lovers together for a cause? Do you have a favorite story about this, an adoption, a rescue event, or something that just sticks with you from your years of putting on events?
I think, we will always say this. Our number one event that we are very proud of is Potty Graw. You know, when we started Wolfgang, the business, and I think even now a lot of people think that Wolfgang itself is a nonprofit, and we're not. We're an actual business. But we have a huge passion for philanthropy. And so we were sitting down and really trying to think of an event that we could do that would give back to a community and create one big event instead of a bunch of little events. And Party Girl really has kind of taken off, and we're really surprised at how big it has gotten in 3 years.
Every year we go, it's bigger.
Yeah. It's a logistical nightmare for us right now because we actually had a meeting last week with our team. It's going to outgrow that space, which is great, which is the plan. But as you know, downtown is growing. And so making sure that we're putting it in a good space for the businesses downtown and the community, we're very proud of it. And we're very happy that it has grown to what it is. And we've been able to help a lot of animals at the shelter with this event. But yeah, that's the one that we are very, very proud of is Party Girl. And that's a huge testament to our community of animal lovers that are really getting on board and understanding what the event is for now.
I've been out there the past couple of years and it's been a great time. You see all the different dog breeds, all the different costumes, just people go all out there.
Yes, they do. We're very excited to see that every year.
So with events like that, how do you think that they are helping the rescue animals? Is it bringing awareness to the topic or introducing them to the pets that need homes? What's your take on that?
I think a little bit of both. Every year we sit down with the shelter here and we bring up what we would like to see happen this year from the event, because at the end of the day, We do realize that Wolfgang is attached to Party Girl. So anything negative with Party Girl or vice versa with Wolfgang will, you know, they're in hand in hand together. And so one would negatively affect the other one. And so we sit down and we talk with John Robinson, the director of Escambia County Animal Shelter. And we say, look, this is what we're seeing in the community. This is what we would like changed. And then we sit with him and say, okay, what are the things that you need and what are the things that you would like the community? And so really Party Girl was created to create awareness and try to change that negative view of our county shelters, which is, you know, nationwide. I think people have a negative view of county shelters. And what we realized was a lot of people just didn't understand how it was operated or that it is a no-kill shelter and what constitutes as a no-kill shelter. And so our number one premise for Party Girl is awareness and bringing the community together and getting those volunteers over there and helping them out. I tell them this every year, the money's great. You know, we can raise money all day long. We just did a playground reveal for them from money raised last year. So they had a new playground built for the dogs with the money raised. So money's great. You know, we can always do that. We can dictate where money goes, but awareness is the number one reason why we do this, is try to get our community involved.
Getting those babies into homes where they need to be.
Yes.
What are your three top tips to pet parents to know if they're bringing home a new rescue dog?
I think the number one thing is understanding that that dog has been through some type of trauma, whether or not it was abused or living on the streets. It went from trauma to wherever they were before to, yes, they're in a safe place in the shelter, but it is very stressful there for them. It's loud. They are getting fed every day. They're confined. They're getting love. They're getting playtime, but they're still confined. And so there are days where they may only get out of their kennel for an hour, you know, and they have this big run, but they're not getting a lot of interaction with people and other dogs. So fully understanding that is the number one thing. It's not going to be a cookie cutter dog. You're going to have to really dedicate your time and resources to giving the dog the best home. And second, be patient. You know, we run into this all the time and we tell people not every dog is designed to go out in public and be friends with everybody. Victor, that you saw a minute ago, when we adopted him, was used as a bait dog before we adopted him. Victor has gone through training. We have three other dogs at home. And if he can go in public with us and when we can control the narrative, but if we have someone who lets a dog just run up on him, he's going to protect himself. And so I think people associate that with aggression. And I always tell people, if you come up and sniff my butt, I'd probably turn around and punch you too. So, you know, I mean, you got to respect boundaries. And I think people don't do that with dogs. And then, you know, lastly, kind of tying into that patience, really kind of take the time to understand that dog. You know, take them to do different things, see what they like, and then be okay with them doing what they want to do. And if they don't want to go to the beach with you, go to the beach by yourself. You know, like it's okay. I promise you, your dog would rather stay at home laying on your couch than being forced to do something they don't want to do.
Yeah. I have a 10-year-old black lab, and we went for a hike down at Fort Pickens, which is like a 7-mile hike both ways. And not even halfway there, he was like, I don't want to walk this anymore. So we had to turn around and get him back to the car. But he literally was like, it's hot out here. The sun is baking into my black fur. So hiking him out for him.
I mean, and we have four dogs, you know, our lab, Hugh, which you met last week, he loves the beach, loves it. But he is one of our only ones that loves the beach. Victor loves hikes. You know, we had different ones. Mama's a couch potato. Laveau, our puppy, is just crazy. So I think she likes anything but one. So, yeah. We take them on individual dates to do the things that they like to do. I think it's important for people to really get to know your animal and understand that, you know, not every kid loves baseball. So don't force your kid to play baseball if they don't like it. You know what I mean? Use that philosophy with it.
That is a big thing that I see, is everyone just assumes that all dogs are wanting to be social, and the ones that aren't just weren't socialized properly. But it's just like people, they have their personalities, and some of them just don't want the hustle and bustle. They just want to be alone and quiet. They're introvert.
Correct. And you don't have to bring your dog everywhere. I mean, I think it's great that people want to, but not every dog likes to go out every day. My four dogs are very happy with a walk every single day, you know, and our car ride. But every time that I go sit down at a brewery and have a beer doesn't mean that my dog has to go with me. Once they realize that, you know, you forcing them to do something, especially a dog that you adopted, not knowing their history, that you're adding extra stress to them. So just try to get to know them and cater what you do with them around that.
I agree. I think it's time for our next review, okay? This one is from Akila. That is the wolf leader of the pack from The Jungle Book. Very regal, very demure, that one. This product is called the Lazy Dog Pup Pie. It is a happy birthday treat, and I'm going to show you its picture. This is how it comes. So I know it looks like it's cut in individual pieces, but it's not. That's all just one hockey puck of a treat. I have a 1-star from Akila. Hey, little.
This is Lavoa. This is the crazy puppy.
The crazy lap dog puppy.
As you can tell.
Yeah, hi. So happy to be up there.
Oh, yeah. She's crazy.
All right. This 1-star review is just called Terrible. Let me tell you something about my dogs. He is a 90-pound black lab that is absolutely obsessed with food. He eats everything. And I have seen him eat dog poop before with a smile on his face. My dog refused to eat this cake. He kept looking at me like, WTF is this? Do not buy. I'm speechless. I'd give it 0 stars if that was possible.
Again, I think that, you know, oh, Lord.
Of the black lab smile, like, I love this too.
Yeah, like, well, my black lab does that every time that he tries to eat cat poo, so I get it. But, I mean, that's like buying a shirt and giving it a 0 review because you bought a large and you really need an extra large. Oh. It doesn't fit, so I'm going to give you a 0. Well, you know, probably should reevaluate what size shirt you need. I mean, come on.
Overall rating for this was a 4.3, so some people did like it, but I got a lot of other reviews on here that were like, it was really hard, like they couldn't even break it into pieces for their dog. One lady's like, I almost needed to get stitches because I was trying to... And I can only imagine that meant she like broke a chainsaw out or something and accidentally cut her hand off. I'm not really sure.
I also feel like you could just contact them and say, hey, my pie came hard. Can I get another one? I always love when I look for a product and I read reviews and I read the negative ones, I'll go to that person's page. And if they only leave negative reviews, you know, I'm like, chances are, you know, it's stuff like this, you know.
It is gold for the show to find these people and then read their reviews. I save a couple to use in different episodes because, you know, people are wild out here.
Start doing local reviews.
Sometimes I mix a few local ones in, but I try not to, like, put the people on blast.
They might be kind of funny. Like, have a roasting show.
I might would have you on for a roasting show.
I'm here for it. I love that kind of stuff. I think it's great.
We could put something like that together. Yeah. The dog said WTF, which also, good for you. Your dog can talk.
Yeah, I'm impressed that the dog smiles and talks. But I think that's, we need to get that dog on the show.
Maybe it's not a dog at all, but we'll see.
It's probably a kid.
Her 80-pound kid hated it.
Yes, eating poo. I can see an 80-pound kid picking up dog food to eat it. I mean, that's probably the thing.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure it is. Oh, no. All right. Some people view rescued animals as damaged or troubled, and that is a harmful stigma. That's not true. Not all pets are going to fit in each household, but meeting them and giving them a chance is fair, right? Because damaged or troubled is harmful to the rescue community.
Anytime that you bundle something together and give it a label is not okay as a society. You know, I tell people all the time, if you don't know what kind of animal you want to adopt or what kind of dog breed you want to adopt, foster. Even if you find one that you really like, foster it.
That's a great idea.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with giving that dog a home for a couple of weeks and seeing if it fits. Because again, if it doesn't fit for you, it's not fitting for the animal. Don't be so selfish about it that you're only thinking about yourself. Understand that that animal has feelings as well. Chances are, if you're not happy, they aren't either. And so do it a favor and make sure that it gets in a home that deserves it. But yeah, I mean, you know, people breed shame and they have this negative idea that all rescued animals are abused. Every single one of the ones that I have in my home are rescue animals. Just foster, figure out what you like, go volunteer at the shelter. That is the number one thing that I tell people all the time. If you really want to get to know these dogs, go spend an hour once a week and get a couple dogs out 20 minutes at a time. Let them go run and play, get to know them. And voila, I guarantee you, if you would do that 4 times a month for 1 hour a week, by the end of that month, you would have a better understanding of, one, what the shelter does, and two, what these dogs are like. I think that would be the easiest fix for everybody.
I think that assuming that all dogs come from an abusive household is not helpful, because some of these times it's an owner that's passed away and the family member can't take the dog on. And so there's nothing wrong with this dog. Yes, he's gone through loss and that's sad, but he's not been abused. Or you have the kids that move away for college, and so the parents don't want the pet, and so off to the shelter it goes. That's also not a case of abuse. So always just being like, I don't want a dog that, you know, probably bad because he's been abused is not fair.
No, it's definitely not okay to group them all into the same, because it's not.
Okay, pet friends, it is time for a quick commercial break. Hang in there. Let's talk about pets. We'll be right back.
To hear more of your favorite show, full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
What's your take on retractable leashes? As some old who does dog events,
I think it's terrible. You know, we have a very strict no retractable leash for our events. The only one that we can't really police is Paty Gras because it's a city event, but it blows my mind when I see people with any dog attached to a retractable leash, but especially one that is 30 plus pounds. And I'm just thinking to myself, that dog's going to snap that one day. And then they think it's funny. Let me give you 30 feet and, you know, let me pull them back in. Like, no, we're not fishing. Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, you're like, let me reel you in, you know, and you're wrapping up people. And it just, people do not get retractable leashes. That's my PSD.
Words hurt. I've been wrapped up in plenty of them because, as you know, a lot of people, if they bring a leash at all sometimes, then they bring a retractable and let the dog run all over the waiting room with it. And then they wrap around my ankles and those little wires and get into my ankles. And that's not fun for me.
No, it's just... Right?
I don't want to untie myself from your dog.
You leashing your dog is meant for you to control your dog. And you cannot control your dog when it has 30 feet of a fishing line. Let's just be real. That thing is not thick enough to sustain. Sorry. Yeah, no. Don't. If you're listening to this, get rid of your retractable leash. Thank you.
Go walk over and put it in the garbage right now.
Yes. Put it with the dog poop. It's done. That's what it equates to.
I think the bungee cord leashes have a place in some cases. If you have a dog that is not easy to control, the bungee cord leashes are also not great because it's just a dog on a rubber band.
Perfect example. I have a training leash for this guy right here, Victor. And it's a, 16, 20 foot training leash that we tied extra handles into. So when we go on a walk around our neighborhood, that's what we walk all of our dogs with. When I go to an event, I do not bring a 16 to 20 foot training leash. When I go to the dog beach, I bring my regular 6 foot leash because I want my dog to be controlled with me. There's a difference between a walk where, there they go.
Yeah, there's something going on out there. Ma, investigate.
Yeah, the trash is being picked up. Yeah, they're letting me know. Yeah. But yes, I think, again, it's one of those things that do your research. Just please, go to YouTube and watch videos on catastrophes of retractable leashes. It's actually really funny. You should do it, too, if you've never done it.
I've seen the brutal one. I've seen
an injury. Nope. And a lot of dogs get ran over because of this. You know, they break away because they see a cat or a squirrel and they bolt. And yeah, it's not a safe. Mm-hmm. And I'm with you. Like, I don't like being tripped up when I'm carrying my beer because your dog just ran 400 feet away from you while attached.
I know we, the other day, had a client. It was just a little dog on a retractable leash, and we were standing at the checkout counter, and the dog was all the way down the hallway by the exam rooms where there was another dog coming in that was not happy to see him. And I had to be like, all right, you need to reel your dog in. Yes. So luckily, the other owner had good control, and so they were able to get their dog out of the situation, but the one halfway across down the hallway. All right, now that's a little excessive.
And if something would have happened, the person with the retractable leash would have blamed the other dog, you know? So it just goes back to what we talked about. You know, you have to control your child, the end. So
reel them in.
Yes.
What's your favorite part of what you do?
I think it is seeing all the different dog breeds, being able to come together for an event. That's something we love about Paty Gras, but really any of our events, you see all of these breeds come together and people. And I love seeing the community. It really amazes me the lengths that our community of dog owners will go to include their animals, you know, include their dogs. And so we really do love seeing all the breeds and meeting all the people. And we've really kind of built a family with that. And so that means a lot to us to see.
What is a couple of the rarest breeds that you've been able to encounter? I'm very interested to know.
I cannot pronounce this dog's name, but it's the Mexican hairless dog. We love him. And if you have never met one and you look them in the face, it is the scariest thing that if I saw that at nighttime, I'd probably be like, okay, I'm out. But his name is Max. Yeah, he's beautiful. He's such a sweet dog, but that's probably the rarest. We also have a Blue Bay Shepherd. I had not known them either. His name is Shep, actually. And he's absolutely gorgeous. Those are probably two of the rarest. And then, of course, I think everyone is coming up with their own doodle breed now. So we're seeing every type of doodle that you can imagine. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I don't think it's a good thing, but they're cute, you know.
The groomer, it doesn't feel like a good thing.
There are certain dog breeds that should not cross for a reason. And you're seeing that a lot right now. But yeah, those are probably the two rarest dogs that we've met.
One of the things I saw, I don't know if you saw, they made a few dire wolves in a lab.
Yeah, they were trying to bring them back.
So they brought back, I think, three of them. And then the memes online started with that, in 6 weeks, we'll see the dire doodle.
Yes, probably. I don't think that I would want a dire wolf doodle, but that's just me. You know, I'm good. Yeah, those animals have things for a reason. So.
I'm just saying, I didn't ask for a dire wolf to come back. So
nope, I'm good. I'm all right.
What are some of the most creative names that you've heard for some of the dogs you've met?
Well, we have Pancake and Syrup.
Arlop.
Yeah, we have Ojangles. They named him after the Green Mile movie. Remember that? Whatever you see the movie.
I have.
It's the mouse, I think.
Oh, boy.
A lot of people name their dogs after human names, which we do too. We like seeing the different human names. We've met like a Kevin. And I just want, every time I see him, I want to scream like Home Alone. Well, they probably do anytime the dog gets into anything, but you know.
Yeah.
We do have a Forrest Gump. We have Forrest. He comes to a lot of other people.
I know that we have a cat that comes in called Sir Cuddlecake. He was named by their child. So.
Oh, well, you know, I think that's okay.
Yeah. We had also a dog called Hey Now, because as a puppy, that wasn't an original name, but he got into stuff all the time, or he'd be wrong all the time. Like, he was stuff they wouldn't like, and they'd be like, Hey Now, don't get in there. And he just thought his Hey Now, and they just kept it.
That's funny. I love that. Well, I mean, when we found Victor running down the road and we ended up keeping him, people ask me all the time, why did I name him Victor? And I said, I really don't know. He looked like a Victor to me. Like, he just, I can't explain it. It was Victor for us. So
one time I did have to go to the lobby and the cat's name was Dick. I felt uncomfortable yelling that across the lobby, like just a girl out in the lobby looking for Dick. You know what I mean? That's very awkward.
I don't think you should bleep this out. This is fantastic. Well, you can. What is nickname for? Was it Robert or Bob?
So what I wound up going out there for is, I'm looking for Rich. And the receptionist is like, his name is not Richards. And I was like, yes, I did not want to come out here and call for that, though.
Did you ask her why she named her cat that?
Her husband didn't. So I would not let that go. My husband tried to name my dog King Kong, and that's not, didn't it? Sometimes you can't give them the artistic license, you know? Gotta reel that in some. So yeah, I was uncomfortable calling that out. Like, yes, I am aware that I'm calling out Richard right now, but
I think next time you should wait until the lobby's full and just walk out and be like, calling. So like, just go out and do it. We do have a friend that has a cat, and the cat's name is Vizzy, and it's short for visitor because it's a visitor that never left, so they call it Visitor. Yeah, that was a good one.
Our next review is going to be from Balto, which is a wolf-dog hybrid that delivered medicine in Nome, Alaska. He had a movie. So I'm going to have to show you pictures for this one, okay? This is what the package looked like you were getting.
Hey, Pet Cakes, got it. All right.
This is Pet Cakes Healthy Homemade Snack Birthday Cake, and it comes with the bone mold so you can make a bone-shaped cake. This is the picture. It's the picture that our reviewer posted.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, that doesn't look right.
We'll post me on our social media.
I cannot wait to hear what this person said about this.
This is a one-star review from Balto called Not Worth $10. The picture sure is deceiving. For starters, we didn't get the candle that's supposed to come with the cake. Picture of the cake is not what you get. It was a liquidy white frosting and a bone-shaped mold was cake mix. No sprinkle or red frosting. The cake is actually really small and it's microwave. It's not one that you actually bake. That's probably the only good thing about it. You can't mess it up. It would be better to just go buy a cake for the same price. Don't waste your money. First of all, that's microwaved cake.
Okay, I've never heard of a microwavable cake, but two, I feel like if you would have read the description before you bought the product, it probably says that, you know, and if it's a mold and your mold didn't come out looking like the actual mold, it sounds like user error to me, but you know, what do I know?
The bag says makes one healthy frosted cake. It includes one carob mix, one frosting mix, one bone-shaped pan. Sprinkles not included.
So again, read it, you know, it says it.
I see the picture with the candle on the cake, but that feels dangerous.
Why would you want your dog to have a candle?
I don't know. Would you light it?
I personally would not, but that's because I have a dog that eats cat poop. So you would definitely try to eat that.
Blow the candle out, buddy. No, make a list. I don't understand that. They don't need a candle.
Yeah.
Also, I hope you did not feed whatever you made in that pan. Tuck, is that look terrible?
Oh, yeah. No. Mm-mm. That person is probably the same person that wrote the diarrhea one. That's what they fed them. And that's why you have diarrhea. You fed your dog a candle.
Now, hear me out. What if this is just the diarrhea with the frosting on it? This not look great. They just iced over it and they were like, here you go.
Could be. Yeah. And I personally would not give my dog red dye, but that's me. You know, there's a reason why kids shouldn't have red dye. So.
Right. They wanted to make the packaging look appealing. If they put what you made on the front of that package, no one's going to buy that.
I actually probably would buy it if that was on there just to, because then, you know, the chances of me having one that looks better than yours is pretty hot. So, yeah.
And it's better than the package. Okay, I get it.
They should, the manufacturer of that company should take that review and just do a funny, like for Halloween or something. And use that photo.
That was legit.
I would not put that on here for people to see. Oh, like this is what happened in my house.
If I made that cake, that's what it would look like. That's actually, I probably would have got so ticked off. I would have just let the dogs eat it out of the pan. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, you would have gotten further than she did because it didn't sound like she even let her dogs eat it.
Oh, no. I would have been like, oh, no, you're eating this. Yeah, it's, I paid for it. You're eating it.
$10 mixed with no red frosting or sprinkles.
People have no lives. I don't have time to leave reviews.
Reviews are my favorite thing.
Now I'm going to go down a rabbit hole and leave reviews on my last 10 Amazon purchases. Thanks. Thank you for this.
Now I'm going to have to follow your review too.
Yeah. And then we can have another show about all of our reviews, about what we've done.
That's so funny. I'm not a big on leaving them either, but after I see what's out there, I'm like, mine couldn't be any worse than that. So
yeah, exactly.
Do you have any upcoming events that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, we do. We have a new event that our community has been asking for. We're doing a Pet Your Portrait event. It's almost sold out for this first one. We're teaming up with Reese Walton with a Wasted Art Talent. We're from Louisiana and he's from Louisiana. He lives here now. And so he's got that New Orleans style twist on artwork. And so we're really excited about that one. It's June 28th, I believe. And then July 27th, we are teaming up with Odd Colony again, and we're doing a Build Your Own Bark Shootery event. This one's a really, really fun event. We literally put the brown paper out on the tables and we put all kinds of food that's safe for dogs on it. And people sit down with their dogs and people build a charcuterie board and then they build their dogs a bark shootery board and they eat and hang out and it's really fun. So that one's going to be in July.
Do you have any cake mixes we talked about?
I will definitely try. I think it's worth a review. So. But other than that, we take it a little slow during the summer because it's really hot. You know, we're in the middle of working with the city on a brick and mortar location right now. So we're really going to focus on that. And then we kind of start diving into prepping for next year's Potty Girl. And then we'll pick back up in September, October.
That's typically February, right?
We are always 2 weeks before the big parade. So next year, it's going to be February 1st of 2026, Groundhog Day. And the theme next year is 80s. We're excited about
that. There's also a theme for your song, 80s.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. At the end of every year, we put a vote out to the public, a March Madness style bracket. And we let people submit. And then we put it all in a bracket and people vote on it for a month each round. And that's what won this year. So we're excited about this thing. It's going to be some good costumes.
I can't wait to see them. Are you dressing up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Obvious.
I was born in the 80s. I'm down. I'm here for it.
Also an 80s baby. Yeah. I have a final review for us. And this one is going to be from a wolf about a cat product. So the wolf probably ate the cat too. It is White Fang, the wolf-dog hybrid in the novel known for resilience and loyalty called White Fang. I never read it. Full disclosure. I'm real sorry about this one as well, but this is also by The Pet Cake. It's a cat version. It's 6 days.
That's just not okay.
Yeah. We already know that there's not going to be color dye or candles.
Right.
White Fang left a 1-star review called Putrid Stint. This is a cat birthday cake. Because you don't want the cats to be left out on their birthday too, right?
No, I think this is important.
Now, it comes in either cheese or turkey flavor, which I think is already promising because I'm not going to cook a tuna-flavored cake in my microwave and see the microwavable, you know?
No, I don't think I would cook a tuna-flavored thing at all in my house.
Yeah. No. It's not for us.
No.
So, this is 1 star from White Fang. The product was the most disgusting smelling thing I've ever had the misfortune of smelling. Once heated, the smell took over the house and made everyone, including the cats, gag and heave. This was thrown out immediately. You should be ashamed to sell this garbage. I baked it according to the instructions. And it left my microwave a mess of sticky and runny slime. I have a picture of the mess when she pulled it out of her microwave.
I think, to me, that just looks like you overfilled your silicone thing. Again, why are you getting anything that's cake-related that you microwave? That just doesn't... That's like putting a piece of fish in the microwave and saying I'm reheating. You know, there are just some things that don't go together. And microwaving a cake does not sound, again, people, treat your animals as your children and understand that you wouldn't feed your child that. So don't feed your animals
those things.
Some people, I mean, it's a cast gag. How strong they like that you had to move out at this point. You couldn't save your house. And there's no airing it out. Everyone's gagging.
You didn't know that when it first started? Like, I feel like you would have smelt it pretty. But, you know.
That's a weird smell. No, you waited till full blown. Everyone is upheaving their breakfast. Nobody even wants to think about birthday cake anymore.
No. No. I give
your microwave.
I think people have too much time on their hands. Yeah. I don't have enough time for this. But now I really do want to go buy some of those and try them out.
And please let me know how it goes. Yeah. Take pictures of your.
No, I want to do like a live video. Yeah, I think I don't even have a cat and I want to get the fish ones and try it out and see what happens. You know,
risk the smell of the house.
Yeah, let's debunk reviews. Let's just go and get all these items that these people are saying and see if we follow into the same category.
Do you know, what do you call a wild dog that meditates?
I have no idea.
A werewolf.
Oh, God.
A-W-A-R-E. A were.
Oh, Lord.
That's my one and only wolf joke for you.
I don't have any.
Do you have anything else you wanted to add in closing?
No. I appreciate you guys having us on. It's been fun. And I look forward to doing some reviews soon.
Yes, I look forward to seeing them as well. Do you want to drop any of your social media so people can find you or any of the events coming up?
Yeah. You can follow us at Wolfgang Pensacola, and that's for Facebook or Instagram. And it's got our links to our websites and all of our events on there. And so that's pretty much where you can get all of our information at.
Great. I hope this episode inspired you guys out there, our pet friends listening, to participate in local events, volunteer at your shelters, or find ways to get involved. Let's make a difference one paw at a time out there. Otherwise, we'll see you in our next episode. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You made it to the end. We hope you enjoy the AI song dedicated to Wolfgang LLC. See you next episode. Bye.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.